He is indeed the Soca Junkie, identified worldwide as a Soca Junkie. Of course, an amazing writer, performer, Road March King as well. I say good morning and welcome, Mr. Dill. How are you doing, sir?
Yo, morning. All is well.
Always good nice to morning. Have you.
Yeah, you know how it goes, man. Same here, my brother.
Good vibes.
How's things with you?
Me, man, I'm holding on. I'm blessed, you know. Still, mine should be doing what I love, and they pay me for it. So
then you don't work. When that happening, you don't work.
Exactly. I'm not gonna complain. I mean, nobody don't tell them that you're having so much fun in here. You know,
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when employers find out that you're having a lot of fun, they change things up. So
I know you mean. Trust me. But it's been a while, but I know what you mean.
Indeed, man. But it's been a while you've been doing what you love, you know, out there in the entertainment industry. I know it's been a rough couple months for you and others in your field. How have you been weathering this storm?
Yeah, for me, I just basically taking the time to, you know, reflect, be more creative, and I like challenges. It really has been a challenging time, but I think the important thing is to understand the message that this COVID thing, the underlying message that this COVID has brought about, which is really, you know, time to check and reflect, sit and reflect and more or less plan. It's basically saying, mankind, take a little pause, you know. Mm. So I use that opportunity to, you know, sit back and look and kind of plan where I'm going to go with my career and, you know, where I'm in life and, you know. Mm. Deal with it.
As someone that's been in the industry for a while, I'm pretty sure that you are constantly. I ain't calling you old. Don't worry.
Well, nicely, but yeah, I got you.
You started young.
Yes, there you go. I was just about to say that. Actually. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, at several points in your career, you would have taken that time to reevaluate, you know, to probably plan your future, see how things are going. How different is this to the other times when you reevaluate and plan?
I think this time really is because, you know, it has taken, you got to put in mind that in the advent of the pandemic, that the whole dynamic has changed, right? In terms of live performances, you know. In the past, you could plan and say, well, okay, I got to do this, I got to do that. Yeah, I'm trying to target this market in terms of, okay, so I got to deal with booking agents, But now the thing has kind of switched around, and artists have got to start looking at how to make themselves, how to improve the digital footprint, you know, that kind of thing. And try to, in accordance with government as well, because, you know, they're working on, because at present we don't really monetize. If you have an account created in Barbados, you can't really monetize, like, YouTube and Spotify and those things. And so government is working on those kind of things really to help facilitate. But that's the difference with planning then and now is because it got to be digitized. You got to bear in mind that, you know, there's got to be a lot more social network involvement. Yeah.
No, we know, as you said, the government is planning, and I had this discussion with several artists and producers where, yes, there is a need to monetize that digital aspect. How confident are you that there is going to be some movement, positive movement, for the artists and producers, likewise, in going forward?
Man, you know, like anything else, I approach it positively, but I think that it needs a major buy-in. Mm-hmm. Right, it needs the facilitation of the
buy-in from who?
Buy-in from all entities, the artists, both the artists and the, you know, the administrators. You know, we need to think big. We need to be all encompassing. We need to roll with best practices in the world and expose. Continue to find new exciting ways to expose the massive amount of talent. I am convinced, though, right, that this per square mile, this is the most talented piece of real estate on the planet. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced of that. Right? So it's just a matter of us believing that and the administrators moving on that.
I don't think you have to work too hard to convince people about that, because yes, indeed, there is a lot of talent. We can speak some more about that talent, and we can speak some more about the project that you worked on with our government as well. Mr. Dill is my special guest this morning. He's not going anywhere. He's going to continue with his breakfast that he decided he ain't sharing with anybody, but that's all right.
I'm making it as this big, actually.
Multitasking. What I tell you about this fella. All right, stand by. We'll be right back.
Watch me now. Lock me up and throw away the damn key. No need to try me at till key. For soca music, I'm hungry, hungry, hungry. Walking up half to kill me, cause I ain't leaving this party. I come here to F-E-T-E, F-E-T-E. Soca junkie. Dunk, 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 ding, ding, dunk, ding, dunk, 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 dunk.
Well, for the second time this morning, I'm not sure if he's a soca junkie, but I know that he loves his music. Sergeant Aline, good morning.
Good morning, you better cash. Not a soca junkie, maybe a Bar Salmon lover, but I'm a Caribbean man. We're smooth and easy, born and bred in Barbados, sure. I love calypso and soca. Mm-hmm. Long Highway 1 and 2, still moderate. Obviously, I more say they're on a map highway, smooth and easy to the Warrens area. Highway 1 is moderate to Frank, where we're on a boat. Black Rock Main Road and the Mighty Granny Highway. Motors are flowing, no major problems. If they're coming from the east of St. Thomas, St. John, Christ Church, to the arteries, stretching from 4 to 7. JTC Ramsey, Top Rock, Garfield Sobers, Norman Knives, and of course, Evans Reach, Skywalker, smooth and easy. Waterford Bottom, moderate built up to Station Hill. At the Eastmont Corner, smooth and easy down Welches, from the air of Ivy, and of course, if you're coming down from the air of the Lord, it's consigned for Center, Wright, Government Hill. From 2 Mile Hill to Government Hill, sorry, that's a moderate flow of traffic. So we're moving smooth and easy in and around the city. Less than traffic, moderate. Delivery vehicles are in operation, and we just intend to take it easy. Just want to speak a bit about the wearing of helmets, especially for those pedal cyclists. Advising parents to make sure that when you purchase a bicycle, that you also get a helmet for your child. Understanding that that's the safety, it prevents head injuries or any major injuries to the head, that helmet is there to protect it. That bicycle should be fitted with a warning device, what we call a bell, and it should have its numbers, and it should have a rear fender with a reflector, or if it doesn't carry a fender, then you should fit a reflector that it can be easily seen at night. And for those persons riding at night, you should not have the light in your hand. It should be affixed to the center of the handle of that bicycle. And we're appealing to those persons riding, the lights in their hand. Remember, you do not present the right picture to a driver who's coming, and we don't want any collision. Generally, we're good this morning, Brother Cashy. On to my final one. We're going to look at tint and possibly use of seatbelts. It's back to you.
Thank you very much, Sergeant Aline, for that advice. Yes, make sure you have your helmets. Huh? Safety, safety first for everyone. Mr. Dill, he is still with us, making breakfast and chatting at the same time. I'm not going to ask him what for breakfast.
Wise move, wise move.
What is it here? I didn't hear that. Hello?
Yes, back here, sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought I lost you.
Yeah. No, not yet.
All right, Dill, thanks for sticking around. Now, we were speaking briefly about monetizing it, and you know, we hope for the best, and hopefully we can have the buy-in from everyone. I know you can't speak for everyone, but do you think that with the proper buy-in, whereas we can properly have that music out there and make money from it, do you think that the music industry then becomes more viable for us, whereas you can have people saying, well, this the music in a sighting, this is actually my thing. People focusing more on it.
Well, I tell you this, right? This is quite a few years that I've been going full-time with music. But like I said, it is sometimes, you know, it has its ups and downs. But at this point now, it has definitely brought home the fact that I am not too sure of the way that we look at, and by we, I mean Barbadians in general. I think most of us just see the entertainment as a side thing or as something that happens for crop over for that 6 weeks, you know, until there's a shift in that thinking. You know, we wouldn't graduate to a music industry. We would stay here at, you know, the music scene that we've got. you know, it needs to be a comprehensive look, a comprehensive approach to deal with the whole thing, because when we look at it, any country that is dependent on tourism is, I mean, effectively into the entertainment industry, mm-hmm. right? And that's how we got to look at it. And by we, I mean we as a people, we got to look at it like that. It will take some sensitizing, you know, and also a lot of the artists, you know, need to take themselves more seriously, consider what they're putting out, you know, that kind of thing, and bring back the respectability to the art form, because this is one of the biggest industries on the planet. You know, so it's only a matter of time, and we've got some of the most talent. So, you know, it's just a matter of honing that talent.
Yeah.
Got to keep educating the artists, producers, you know, the dancers, everybody involved, because people hear entertainment and think, I mean, a DJ is part of entertainment.
Yes, we are.
A vital part of taking the creative thing to the world, you know, and it just calls for a concerted effort from all, but it starts with us, really. Appreciating our own a bit more and understanding. So I think that is understanding that if you don't appreciate yourself, that fell in the mirror when you get up, don't expect that you can just put up something, for example, on Spotify, you can get 100,000 streams, right?
Mm-hmm.
It don't work so. It starts with us accepting, you know, and appreciating our own, celebrate we own.
Mm-hmm.
And then let transform, let it transcend and move on. That's the only way for it to work. And from all levels.
Indeed. You know, I'm somewhat pleased from what I'm hearing from some corners. I mean, not enough. Like you know, I think that we definitely do need to look at ourselves and as entertainers and present ourselves as businesses and business people.
Of course.
But I'm seeing more of that there, and especially with some of the younger entertainers.
They
recognize the need to embrace it. So hopefully we can see that change across the board. But,
and some of the more experienced artists, you know, just need to stop griping and just get on board, do what's to be done. You know what I mean? You're either part-time and just, you know, it's just a hobby, or you're serious about it. And I'm seeing quite a few of the younger artists that are very serious about it. Of course, being in the business for a while, you know, it could be a little disheartening. And many who would have come in all gung-ho in the past would just, man, you know, and resort, you know, to just part-time because it's not encouraging. We got to create that environment. And by we, I mean Barbadians in general, because we've seen that. If you're totally dependent on persons coming here, you know, we gotta find ways, creative ways to develop our economies to touch, especially entertainment, because like I said, and I will continue to say, any country that's totally dependent, that's heavily dependent on tourists coming here, on tourism in general, is effectively into deep into the entertainment business. So we got to develop that sector fully.
All right, sounding good. Let's talk about this project, World of Farmers, the Farmers Anthem.
Farmers Anthem, yeah.
Yeah, man. I see your words are all over this here. Again,
yeah, man, it's getting a lot of love for real. This was a project, this is an initiative, from the IICA, that's the Inter-American Initiative for Cooperation and Agriculture. Mm-hmm. Ah, I got my acronyms right.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, and the Minister King, Honorable Minister John King, would have contacted me. He ran this by me. It would have come through Ina Harvey. I think she runs this branch of ICA, right? And they kind of put the question up there in terms of because ICA is carrying out in the wake of all the COVID and the the understated need for farming and food, the demand for food, this project came about, you know, and it really is something that I had to, you know, you had to sit back and really wait. You were ever working on something and you sit back while working on it, it's like, Oh, my goodness, boy, we'd be in nothing without food.
There you go.
You know what I mean? It's extremely important. So that's really where it came from. And when they told me about the idea, I started to think, well, this can't be just for now. It's got to be a statement that you're making really for the globe. You know, it's really a universal message, really. So I went about dealing with the artist. Before I got to the artist, it was just me and the guitar. Sent off my little demo to what I was thinking to Chris Allman. Good morning, Chris. Although I ain't sure if he's up yet. Mm. Yeah, good morning, Chris.
You know, these guys work some real crazy hours.
Yeah, for sure. And explained to him what kind of treatment I'm looking at, what kind of vibe I'm looking at, you know. And we move from there, you know. And then selecting the artists, it was really like, there's so much talent, but for me, it was more of, because at that time too, you know, there was a lot of concern about artists, full-time artists. Well, there still is right now, but full-time artists working in the hotels and that kind of thing, many haven't seen a paid gig since February, March. You know, we got to be cognizant of that too. So with that in mind, and then, you know, there were a couple other projects, similar group projects coming out. You know, I had to get the arduous task of trying to put together the right cast. And, you know, there were some that I wanted, and there were some that I didn't get. And, you know, but all in all, it worked out to be, as the people would say, very, very productive.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. Between Chris Allman and Anthony Lohar, along with Barry Hill, the production came together, but there had to be significant amount of editing, because, you know, you can't go into a studio. So most of those vocals were done on the phone.
Wow.
Really.
Wow.
Yeah, kudos to modern technology for your cell phone. You know, they got some real good song recorders now.
Good quality. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There were quite a few that were done there. The majority of the background vocals would have been done with Inveretta, Rochelle Griffith, and Ronnie Morris. You know, so
you had some,
everything kind of came together, man.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
None of it would be possible without that brilliant editing from Chris Allman.
Mm.
DJ Nell, of course, who always there. He's like my human monitors. You know, you got studio monitors. He's the human equivalent to
always
that.
Always need someone.
Yeah, you always need somebody.
Yeah, those ears. You know,
and keep it real with you. You know what I mean? It's been receiving
amazing feedback, though. So, I mean, kudos
yeah,
to
man,
you. Kudos to everyone that came on board with this project.
Yeah, man.
That's all the artists. Yeah. But I got to find out.
Extremely hard.
Are you bringing out a solo effort?
I know that was coming. Yeah, but
I can't end it, because I mean this time ran along really quickly. But I couldn't let it wrap up before asking
that
question. You know, so we can look out for our solo effort coming from Mr. Dale.
For sure. I wouldn't say many. I mean, you still gotta look at the. But to tell the truth, I was working on an album called 20. Right, but you know, we gotta see how because it can't be all doom and gloom. I tend to draw the positives from every situation, so we gotta see how that works out. But in the meantime, I would have a few releases from that album, it's unfinished, so you know, still trying to finish it, but we see how that goes.
Well, Mr. Dale, thanks for taking some time, though, away from your breakfast to spend some time with us for a conversation. But we definitely will be hearing more from you in the coming weeks. Listen out for that music, okay?
Yeah, man. Bless, man.
All right.